has lived the Bible. We have seen him go through the stages of life that all of us either have gone through or will go through. He lost his spouse while he's lived here. He's been in the hospital this last year, several times, and he's coped with all of those problems in a Christian way. And if you want to know how to face problems, talk to Larry Smith. He's my very good friend. We've worked for decades together, and we've never had a crossword between us. He is a very gracious friend, and I hope that I have returned that kind of friendship to Larry. And he's going to speak for us today.
Thank you so much, Alan, Mikey, Joe, the whole Broadway family here. It has truly been a blessing, 20 years here. And it's been truly a blessing because one of the connecting cords to Alan and myself is his sister, Lucretia. Wonderful lady. We worked for many years together in Pasadena, California, and Altadena. Worked together in many areas, and they came from the very same root, both of them. Goodness of heart, humble, and willing to work and help constantly. And Alan and Mikey, one of the most dedicated stewards I've ever seen is Mikey. All she does for us, and for me personally over 20 years here, all that Mikey does, and make sure that this ship still floats. Because I can honestly say, with 20 years here, that the one that actually does the work here is Mikey. And every now and then, we need to just tell her, thank you. Because she goes up well above and beyond the call of duty as a partner in this ministry. So Mikey, I'm going to embarrass you right now. Please stand so that we can give you a hand. And to add to that, she and my wife, Patricia, were extremely close. So close, they were talking constantly. Not like I just gave that gesture, but constantly they were talking to each other and supporting each other. And when I see Mikey, I think a lot of her. So thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Alan. Joe, where are you? The one that holds everything together. Joe, thank you so much. All right, what I'd like to do is begin our lesson today. It's going to be renewed by God and embracing new beginnings. Because one of the things about a calendar is that the calendar gives you a marker to measure where you've come from, where you're going, and to be able to do things in an orderly fashion. And something about the beginning of the year. And I'd like to use that and weave that together in a sermon that hopefully will be beneficial to everybody. Beloved congregation, welcome to our gathering. We stand together on the threshold of a new year and a new beginning. It's the immense gratitude. It is with immense gratitude that we come together today, united in faith and in hope, as we embark upon this spiritual renewal and transformational journey that we always travel together here as a group of Christians. The new year holds special significance for many of us. It's a time when we pause, it's a time when we reflect, it's a time when we envision the possibilities of the future. It becomes a marker for us. It's a time when we also are able to think of the past year and some of the things you did last year that you have doubts about yourself on, and also some things that you can take a lot of pride in. And what we want to do is to celebrate this new year in a Christian way. And that in the Christian way is the way of using this as a marker to mark future plans to serve the Lord, future plans to serve your neighbors, future plans to do for your families, to do those things and see this day as a marker. Although it's not a spiritual holiday, but it is a holiday for us to be able to work together to make this world a better place. Because each and every one of us has a contribution. Each and every one of us can make a contribution. It becomes our responsibility to do everything we can to say thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for the families. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our church. And most of all, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. The New Year holds special significance for many of us. As we bid farewell to the past and embrace an unknown future, we find ourselves drawn to the prospect of new beginnings. And in new beginnings, usually there's apprehension. We're not quite sure of how we're going to steady ourselves. But that's the opportunity to call on the Lord. Anytime that we have an opportunity to call on the Lord for reassurance, call on the Lord to plan our lives to do those kinds of things and be guided by Holy Writ, be guided by the Holy Scripture, and to plot and plan your new year. As we bid farewell to the past and embrace the unknown future, we find ourselves drawn to the new quest and renewal. Now let us turn our attention to the inspired words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 43:16-21 says, "We discover a profound source of inspiration, encouragement, reminding us of God's transformative power in our lives." God's transformative power in our lives. And when we use that as a marker, most of the times, any situation we come up with or deal with or be confronted by, if we're one in Christ, if we do those things that are necessary to be the Christian that God wants us to be, the Christian that we can be, whatever the outcome is, it's something that you can deal with. It doesn't matter what the outcome is in any decision you make, any prospect, any project you begin. If you center Christ in whatever your endeavor is, and most likely you will be able to take pride in it and do those kinds of things that help someone else. These verses that I'm going to share with you, the Lord's ability to make a way in the wilderness, in the rivers in the desert, they assure us that God is constantly working, bringing forth newness and vitality, even in our most barren and desolate places. The way that we do that as Christians, and the way that we do that as those who are doing all we can to make this world a better place, to be deeper in relationships with God's other children. As we begin this new year, we need to take a moment to reflect on the faithfulness of God. And I'd like to take this moment and to share a little bit of my time here with you to just think for a moment of something that you are extremely grateful for. And just take a moment to think of that and think of the provider of whatever it is that you're grateful for. Think of the provider, and we have a common denominator in that provider, and a common denominator, Jesus Christ, under the auspices of God Almighty. In Isaiah 43:16-17, we find a powerful reminder of God's past acts of deliverance and his ability to bring about new beginnings. Anytime we have a situation, there's a beginning, an end, and there will either be an opportunity to resurrect yourself from any disappointments. Because every time we have a disappointment, in most instances, it causes us to have a downtrodden understandings. When in most instances, if we take it to the Lord and turn it over, we become our own healer, because God will take advantage of that opportunity to bless you, to do the things that to see, let you see what is ahead of you, to let you know that you can conquer anything that happens in your life. And knowing that you put your faith in God, you're better able to not only survive, but thrive. When we put our faith in God and think of that as a new way of thinking of how you handle the world, how you handle the difficulties in your life, is do all you can, because God provided you the opportunity to do most things. Do all you can and those things you can't. And if it's in the will of God, turn it over. Turn it over to the Lord. Many times I have talked to people who have been their own provider for many years. And we fall sometimes in the habit of thinking we have all the answers. And many times it causes many issues, that mental issues, issues of disappointment. When we try to do everything ourselves, there are some things, believe it or not, there are some things beyond your capacity, my capacity. And it takes wisdom to understand those things that are beyond your capacity. Turn it over to the Lord and be at rest with whatever the outcome is. Just as God delivered the Israelites from impossible situations, He can do the very same thing for you. He can do the very same thing for us, and a willing helper to do that, a willing guide to do that very thing. Embracing God's promise of renewal is the other aspect I wanted to cover, because we're limited in time, and I want to make sure that I cover as many issues as I can. Moving on to the following two verses here, verses 18 and 19 in our passage, we find a powerful message from God urging His people to let go of the past and embrace the new thing He's doing. Let go of the past, those things that causes you to have discomfort, doubts about yourself, doubts about the world, doubts about others. Let go and let God. There's an old adage that says that, let go and let God. In many instances, we cause ourselves mental distress, emotional distress, to then become more distressful because we try to take on too much by ourselves without God's guidance. We never seek to ask God's guidance of what I should do, how I should comport myself, how I should do those things. This passage filled with hope and encouragement, reminding us of the transformative power of God. The transformative power of God. God changes things. But sometimes pride gets in our way. How really foolish it really is to think that we can outthink God, outdo God. Passage is filled with hope, encouragement, reminding us of the transformative God in our lives. And God is transformative in our lives when we're willing. Because He won't force you to do anything, even if it's for you and in the best interest of you and your family. He won't force you. God will not force you. You have free will, but He will be there with you. He will be there to do those things that, as long as you are thinking to yourself, would this be pleasing to the Lord? That's my marker. And I would encourage you to think about getting a marker when making decisions. And one of my markers is, by doing this, would it be pleasing to the Lord? And if I come up with the answer that no, God would not approve, there's my answer. If I think to myself, well, I can outsmart, I can outdo whatever comes along without including God in the process, that's hubris. And usually when you have hubris, you're heading for a fall, because you need to be brought back into line with the will of God. As we delve into the significance of letting go of the past, we realize that holding on to past mistakes, past hurts, failures can hinder our growth and prevent us from experiencing the fullness of God's revival and renewal. The Lord calls us to release the burdens of our past and place our trust in Him. Carrying a heavy load of the past is not only worrisome, it's unhealthy, physically, emotionally, or mentally. We do destructive things to ourselves by not realizing that our job, our mission, when we come up on a situation that begs for an answer, is we have a ready relief in turning it over to the Lord and asking, how should I handle this situation? See, when we have that hubris to think we have all the answers, God also has a way of saying, stop. I need to stop you before you really hurt yourself and hurt someone else. Stop and think, how will this impress someone else? How will this impact someone else in a positive way? How will this make me serve the Lord better? How can I be a better servant of the Lord? Because many of the times we start to have that hubris and think you did it or I did it. No, we have it wrong. God allowed it. God blessed you with it. And turn that over to the Lord and say thank you. And do whatever you can to make this world a better place, to make better families, better churches, better everything, by turning it over to the Lord and looking for directions. And you will get those directions when you humble yourself. Many of us are boasted up with so much pride that we really think that we have the answers, and sometimes in competition with God. I mean, I can't really think of too many things more foolish than to place ourselves in competition with God in how we should handle our lives. Remember, He's the Father. Remember, He's the Helper. Remember, God is our Savior. Remember, we are at mercy of the world, but God can be our champion. He urges us to refrain from dwelling on the past. God does. Indicating that our focus should not be fixed on what already happened. Think about that for a moment. Our focus should not be fixed on what has already happened. Because guess what? Anything that's already happened, there's not a thing you can do about it. If it has already happened, there's absolutely nothing you can do about that happening. What we want to do is to think to ourselves, Lord, this is beyond me. I need your guidance. I need your comfort. I need you to move me through this morass, because I don't have the answer. And in humbling ourselves, what we understand to do then is to turn it over to the Lord. Because sometimes we become so hubris and have our heads swollen so much because people start telling you how great you are. You start to believe it, greater than God. And you start to think in terms of a level with God Himself. Remember, He is our Father, our guide, our counselor. Let me change this one. God's renewal is not limited to one aspect of our lives. God's renewal is a major part of all of our lives. Because remember, He is the maker. He is the one who guides us. He's the one who can see beyond mere mortality. He can bring transformation to our personal lives, restoring us from brokenness and guiding us toward wholeness. God can do that. God does that. Many times we don't ask. We don't go to prayer. We try to do it on our own. And when it doesn't happen, we think to ourselves, God, where were you? And God will say to you and to me, I was standing right there, you never asked. I was right there with you, you never asked. He can bring transformation to our personal lives, restoring us from brokenness and guiding us toward wholeness. He can mend fractured relationships, heal wounds, and reconcile estranged hearts. God can and will do that. He can mend fractured relationships. Additionally, God's renewal brings forth opportunities for growth and for development. He opens doors and presents new possibilities that allow us to reach our full potential in Him. Many times we need to just go to the Lord. I'm running out of time, okay. We want to respond in faith and expectation. Faith and expectation. Have faith that God will do and expect that he will do. In the final verses of our passage, verse 20 and 21, we see God's intention to provide for his people needs and to make them witnesses to his greatness. He promises to do something extraordinary. Water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. These images of provision in the most barren places something remind us that our circumstances do not limit God's power or provision. He can bring life and sustenance where there seems to be none. But there is a deeper purpose behind God's provision. It is not just for our benefit. It is meant to equip us to be witnesses of his glory and goodness in the world. As we embrace new beginnings and experience personal renewal, we're called to step out in faith and give testimonies of God's faithfulness in us. Our lives should reflect his transformative power and the hope that comes from a relationship with him. Being a witness means more than simply telling others about God. Sometimes we believe if we tell someone about God, that's witnessing. It involves embodying his love, embodying his grace and his truth daily. Not every now and then or when you're in trouble or you don't have a plan for something. But in grace, but involving our lives by meeting, speaking, and asking for forgiveness and asking for direction from God daily. Daily. And anytime we come into a situation where we think, Lord, I need guidance. I need guidance. And those who pray continuously, you know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly how to maneuver and be able to better do those things that will make you an imprint on other people. Being a witness means more than simply telling others about God. It involves embodying his love, his grace, and truth daily. Our words, our actions, our attitudes should reflect the character of Christ. We can impact those around us by demonstrating the life-changing power of God's presence in our lives. Letting people know what God has done for you. Be a witness. Be a witness to the world. And as a witness, it's no more than telling someone what God has done for you and what he can do for that person. That makes you a servant of the Lord. And all of us are called to be servants of the Lord. We can impact those around us by demonstrating life-changing power and God's presence in our life. So as we embark on this journey of new beginnings in this new period marked by a calendar, let us receive God's provisions ourselves and be intentional about sharing it with others. We're called to witness our God to this needy world. This world needs God, and God needs you. And we need God, and we need those of the world. Now, in conclusion, today we've explored the theme of renewal in our lives. We've discovered that embracing new beginnings is not merely a decision that we make, but an invitation extended to us by God Himself. In our walk of faith, we often find ourselves needing renewal. Every living thing at some point needs renewal, as do we. Every now and then we need renewal to stop for a moment, thank God for what you have, and seek His guidance in what you want to do and where you want to go. The good news is that God stands ready to renew us constantly. God stands ready to renew us. You know, that's one of the things that I have a personal attachment to. The notion that God is ready to renew us at any given time. Whether it be our relationships, habits, or spiritual walk, firstly, we acknowledge that embracing new beginnings requires letting go of the past and surrendering our burdens to God. Letting go of the past. See, when you don't let go of the past and say, I'm just going to turn it over to the Lord, and you don't let go, He can't help you. Because when He moves there to protect you, to do those things for you, if you haven't let go, you won't see God at work. You have to let go and let God. And move on to the next thing so that it doesn't cause you any mental anguish, doesn't cause you desperation, doesn't ruin you. Because believe it or not, we can ruin ourselves by not turning those things over to God. Secondly, we understood that renewal comes through seeking God's wisdom and guidance. As we align our lives with His world, He transforms our thinking, aligning it with His perfect will. Now lastly, we recognize that renewal is an ongoing process that requires patience, perseverance, and the cultivation of a deep and abiding relationship with God. As we conclude, let us bow our heads and invite the presence of our Heavenly Father as we dedicate a prayer to conclude our message today. And the prayer is, Dear God, thank you for the timeless truth that you are the God of new beginnings. We stand in awe of your transformative powers and grace. As we embark on this new year, we humbly ask for your guidance and presence. Renew us, O God, in our body, our mind, our spirit. Help us to let go of the past and embrace the future with hope and faith in you. Grant us the strength and wisdom to walk in your ways, to seek your will above all else. Remembering God's past faithfulness, as we begin a new year, we need to take a moment to reflect on the faithfulness of our God. In Isaiah 43, 16, 17, we find a powerful reminder of God's past acts of deliverance and His ability to bring about beginnings. By diving into the context of this passage, we will discover how the Israelites' past experiences and deliverances can inspire and encourage us in our present circumstances. In this passage, God addressed the Israelites, reminding them of His miraculous deliverance from the hands of the Egyptians. He parted the Red Sea, allowing His people to cross over to dry land, then closed the waters, drowning Pharaoh's army. Through this historical event, God demonstrated His sovereignty and power, revealing Himself as the God who can make a way where there seems to be no way. So just as God delivered the Israelites God can deliver us from those things that hold us back in terms of spiritual strength, of being helpmates to those around us, and being of service to God himself. Now, I'm overboard, so I'm going to cut it short now and let you guys go. But I really appreciate this opportunity for Alan, for all of you to be here, to be able to share God's words and my thoughts with you. So this concludes our message right now, because I am God. You know, I'm trying to follow the Lord here, but I have to follow that clock too. So thank you all very much. I appreciate you.